Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 13th of February, Monday the 13th, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. If you are unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And those are the bits of information that we like to hear from every check-in. If you're not already a member of SDF, of course, you cannot supply that, but I think you get the idea. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators. It is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. Of course, you know, all ham radio topics are on topic, but, you know, we want to get things moving. And this week, the news is full of balloons, and balloons have a relation to amateur radio. I know here in the United States there are many groups which have been doing what they call near space exploration using weather balloons and various homebrewed, you know, instrumentation attached to the balloon. Sometimes it's cameras, sometimes it's instruments measuring things like temperature and air pressure and all kinds of stuff like that, and very often it includes an amateur radio repeater, either on 2 meters or on 70 centimeters. And as part of the process, the descent of the balloon often involves a sort of a fox hunting event. Now, I personally have been involved in several of these balloon launches, and I have enjoyed doing the fox hunting part of it, and also the repeater, you know, making contacts with very distant stations on the repeater. I mean, normally on a 2-meter simplex, you might work, you know, 30, 40 miles away. On a repeater, you might work maybe 70 or 100 miles away. But when you get one of these balloons up there at 100,000 feet, you could be making QSOs several hundred miles away. So it's a lot of fun. Let me reset. So the question is, have you ever participated in one of these balloon launches involving amateur radio? Do you know of some that you wanted to participate but you couldn't, you know, anything related to this? So that's kind of what the topic is today. And now let me check the dashboard here, and I see a new call sign has appeared there. Kilo Delta 2 Papa Echo Kilo. That's a call sign I do not recognize offhand. I think that might be someone new. So I probably should back up and repeat that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And if you don't know what SDF is, you can go to sdf.org, Sierra Delta Foxtrot. Yeah. So let me run down the list of stations that I have already noted. VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, W3NJO, KE5TFY, VK3HJQ, and as I just said, KD2PEK. All of you guys are on my list, and I will call upon you in turn. So at this point, I don't see any other conferences linked to TechLink, so I don't think there's anyone else out there, but just to be safe or complete, I will pause now for any other stations who would like to be added to my list as I check in. Please call now. Well, I said I did not see any leaked conferences, but I do see the NB0X-L. That's the gateway that links this conference to DMR and All-Star. So there was always the chance that somebody was over there listening and would want to check in with us, and nothing heard there. So I'll start with VK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, you've got an interesting topic happening here with the balloons. I think everybody and his dog is participating here. So, yeah, it's years ago we did that very thing in Hamilton, Ontario. Put up a big old balloon and let it go out, and we had some fun with the foxes and all sorts of good things. So, yeah, interesting. But you've got some real big balloons up there now in Canada and the U.S. and now in Brazil and Argentina and all sorts of activity taking place. So we'll get back to net and see what else is happening. Great to hear you in here, Wayne. VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. And yeah, the several balloon flights that I participated in, they were all very short distance. I mean, we would if there were cases where we would launch the balloon at one site, and over the course of the balloon's flight time, it would go, you know, 30, 40 miles downwind, and then the winds would change at higher altitudes as it was ascending, and then it would start coming back. And there were a once or twice the balloon came down very close to where it was launched, so it was kind of strange. But more recently, and I'm trying to think, when was the first time I did it? Gosh, I'm thinking it must have been 10 years ago, the first one that I was involved in. More recently, they have kind of figured out how to inflate the balloon enough that it will go up to a decent altitude without going up so far that it bursts, because that's usually what would happen with the early balloon flight. So now there have been balloons launched in the center of the United States, you know, going out over the Atlantic, and I think, you know, coming down in Europe or somewhere, you know, going for extreme distances. So, yeah, it's a hoot. Let's see, who's next on my list here? KD9NDJ.
Good evening, AB9FJ Wayne in the group. I have not had any amateur radio experience launching balloons, but I have been in the 80s involved in ballooning as a participant and a passenger. That is more fun than a barrel of monkeys. The woman upstairs had a balloon. She actually owned the balloon. And she took me ballooning a few times. She wasn't that good at landing. And that is the tricky part regarding ballooning. Anyway, no amateur radio experience to report. Sounds like fun, though. I'd do it in a heartbeat. KD9NDJ.
Ah, that's interesting. We'll have to talk about that off the air sometime, because I did one balloon trip back around 1980. So, yeah. All right. Interesting there, Ken. let's see. Next on my list here is W3MJO. Oh, wait. He asked for me to check him in via the chat there. I guess he has some issues with his audio. So I will pause to see if he wants to try the audio, but if not, we'll move along. Okay, no problem. Next on my list is VK3HJQ.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne. Morning, afternoon, evening, as the case may be. 11 a.m., and it's not the 11th, it's the 13th. Anyway, close. That'd be Armistice Day, wouldn't it? Anyway, yeah, what's happening? Yeah, balloons. They've shot down a fourth one now. So the US is getting good at target practice. Actually, they're talking about that on the news here in Australia. We don't actually have a plane that can fly above, I think they said 20 or 30,000 or something, because some of these balloons are 40 and 50,000. I shouldn't be talking about feet. It wouldn't be 40, 50,000 kilometres above the Earth. And apparently we don't have a plane that can go that high and shoot stuff down, so we just have to let them float over Australia. But unbelievable, isn't it? And I think your question was something about balloons and traffic or something, or, I don't know, telemetry or something or other. Well, the highest radio transmitters the amateurs have, of course, is up on the ISS, so probably can't go much higher than that, Wayne. Back to Dan. Oh, 19 degrees C here at overcast day as well. Vic Atrage, thank you.
Well, the nice thing about these, you can go and buy a weather balloon, a latex weather balloon, for pretty cheap. I don't know exactly how much, but I'm thinking it's, you know, like maybe $20 or something like that. Now, the helium to inflate it, I think that might get a little bit more expensive. That might be like $50. I have no idea. I'm just pulling that number out of the air. So, but that puts it in the range of perhaps a Boy Scout troop or a college engineering class. Lots of small organizations can afford to, you know, finance and engineer one of these things, and it gives plenty of opportunity for developing the instrumentation that would go along with the balloon, you know, radios and sensors and cameras and all kinds of neat stuff there. So it's a rich soil for kind of STEM education projects there. So that's kind of, I think, what it has been mostly here in the United States. So let's see, who's next on my list here? KE5TFY.
Good afternoon. This is KE5TFY. I have never sent any kind of ham balloon-related launches or anything related to that, but our college where I work does have a quote-unquote space program, and we started with balloons. We would take cameras and hook them up to a balloon and send it all the way up into space and take pictures and all of that, and then it would come back down eventually, and we have since moved on to rockets, and we now send rockets all the way up to the edge of space with a camera on it, taking pictures, and then we bring that back down. So, yeah, but I am interested, actually, and I'm in my browser right now looking at what it would take to do something balloon-related with ham radio, so KE5TFY.
Yeah, Aaron, would you tell us what college you're affiliated with?
Certainly. It's the University of Advancing Technology, located in Tempe, Arizona, and the webpage is uat.edu. But I'm not sure if the webpage has anything that mentions the space program. But it is a catalog course, so if you check out the catalog, you can find it there. Back to net, K5TFY.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for checking in with us this week and providing that particular viewpoint there. Next on my list here is, gosh, my handwriting here. What is this? Kilo Delta 2 Papa Echo Kilo?
Well, good day to you and everyone else on the net. This is KB2PEK, Mike in Northern New York. I have never been involved in ballooning in any way. I find it kind of interesting, but I've never gotten into it. I'd like to say a special howdy to KB6DQQ, I'm sorry if I got that wrong. Reg, I'm glad to hear you're doing better. Hope everyone else is doing good as well. Currently it is 7:15 p.m. and the Super Bowl is on, and my XYL and some friends are watching that, and I have no interest in it, so I thought I'd peruse the mess and see what's going on when I come across this, so I thought maybe I could listen and hopefully learn something. And with that, I hope everyone's having a good night. Everyone take care. 73, thank you for doing the net, and thank you for inviting me in. Have a good night. KB2PEK, back to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I think this is the first time you've joined us. I don't recognize your call sign, that's why I say that. So welcome to the net, and we do this every week, Monday at 0 UTC, on this conference, Echolink Node 9229. So you're welcome to come and join us anytime, any Monday. So I thought there was something else on the tip of my tongue there. What was it? Something about the Super Bowl, maybe? Yeah, the Superb Owl game. I used to tape them so that I could fast forward to the football and watch the commercials, because the commercials were the most interesting. But even that anymore, I can do without. So maybe if there's something really, really cool, I can watch it on YouTube or something. So anyway, well, let's see, do we have any, oh, the Ham Conference has joined us. So, well, let me rewind and let me scroll my script back there. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing. If you are not familiar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system, which means that you can get yourself an account, a free account, and do all kinds of Unix-y stuff. You could use it for mail, you could create a website, you can, there are chat rooms that you can talk to people in, that, you know, just all kinds of stuff there. So direct your web browser to sdf.org to learn more about it. So we do this net every Monday at 0 UTC. Our topic today has been balloons connection with amateur radio. For example, maybe you've had a Boy Scout group or a college class or something launching a weather balloon with instrumentation packages that include a ham radio element to it, either an APERS beacon so that they can track the balloon and find it when it comes down, or maybe a repeater so that, you know, a repeater at 100,000 feet, even if it's only 5 watts, has a huge footprint and can make for some nice DX contacts. So anyway, that's what we've been talking about. So is there anyone out there on the Ham Conference who would like to join us now? Give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee.
Okay, I acknowledge VK2DY, but I should have mentioned that I can take several call signs in a row, so you don't have to sequentialize your check-in. So anyone else from the Ham Conference who would like to check in, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so let's go with VK2DY.
Good morning. I missed the question. Sorry, can you repeat it for me, please?
Certainly. The topic this week, because it's been in the news so much lately, is balloons, high-altitude balloons, and amateur radio. You may have, you may be familiar with youth organizations like Boy Scout troops or college classes, which launch a weather balloon with an assortment of instrumentation packages that very often include a ham radio element. At a minimum, it might be an APERS beacon or like a 2-meter or 440 megahertz repeater package. Have you ever participated in one of these balloon launches? Maybe help them do the fox hunt to track down the package after the balloon, you know, implodes and comes down. You know, anything in connection with such an activity.
Good morning, as Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Killyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 23 degrees Celsius and overcast at the moment. As far as the question goes, I know there are balloon launches. I'm not sure. I know a number of clubs do it. I don't think scouts get involved, but at any rate, I know there are balloon launches that do take place in Australia, but I have never personally participated in them. So I really can't share much about what they are or what goes on. So I'm sorry, but I know they exist. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. Up here where I live, the regional scouting organization, they may have not done this in the last couple of years, but there was a while there in the early 2010s when they had an annual event called Space Jam that took place at a former Air Force base about 15 miles, that's 15 miles away from where I live. And, you know, they had all this runway space and hangar space, so it was a very nice location for them to have these events with the ham with the scouts, and they would have all kinds of classes for earning merit badges, and I guess somewhere in that Boy Scout merit badge ecology, there must have been badge, you know, something to do with, well, I know they have ham radio, they might have had ballooning, and some other things. So anyway, this is an event that would draw scouts from a wide area, not just the local town here. And I know in particular that a very active balloon ham, a Whiskey Bravo 8 Echo Lima Kilo, Bill Brown, who lives down in Huntsville, Alabama, which is about 500 miles away from here, and he would come up every year and help them do the balloon launch. And so that was something over and over again. You know, I think I participated in about four or five of those over the years. I guess maybe the scouts in Australia just didn't get into that, but I think other groups like colleges or maybe advanced high schools might also have gotten into it, because it's a great mechanism to do STEM kind of stuff there, building you know, instrumentation packages to be lofted by balloon. And it's a lot of fun just being out there and, you know, launching the balloon is kind of tricky because it's very thin latex and you have to be very careful about inflating it and launching it without puncturing it. I'm about to time out, so let me say that I'm ready to take any new check-ins or rechecks.
This is W3MJO with a recheck.
Okay, go ahead. You sound fine there. W3MJO.
Good evening, everyone. W3MJO, Austin, Texas. SDF username is JSHMLR. As to the topic tonight, nothing really relevant I've ever done in my amateur work around balloons or anything like that. But one time when I was young, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, I was playing in the woods near my family's farm. Let me let this breathe. W3MJO returning. And I found a weather balloon in the woods. And on it was a big silver. I remember seeing the big silver balloon of what had fallen. And on it was a styrofoam box attached to the bottom of it with postage paid to return it to the local university, which was about 70 miles from where I lived. So we stuck it in the mail, and I'm assuming it made it back, and I don't know whatever happened afterwards. But other than that, that's been my only ever real adventure with balloons. I'll return it back to Net Control. This is Whiskey 3, Mike, Julie, and Oscar.
Okay, thanks, Josh. Well, that's a good story. I guess that was even before you got your ham license. So it could happen to anybody. You know, just look around and watch for strange things out in the backyard. Okay, let's see. I don't see any... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do. I see Whiskey 3, Mike Uniform. Is it Oscar or Delta? Where's my magnifying glass? Oh, no, that's MJO. I really need to get my eyes fixed. So I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard. So it's recheck or new check-ins time for you folks out there on the ham conference. We don't get any more... check-ins or rechecks, then we'll probably close the net. So this might be your last call.
So India Mobile, Sean in Western Australia.
Okay, I heard that Sean from Western Australia, I think, but your call sign went by so fast, I did not copy it at all. So please come back, pause a little bit, wait for the latency, because we've got, I think you're going through the ham conference, and then the ham conference is going over to the TechLink conference, and so there's, you know, little latencies that accumulate. So key up, wait a second or two, and then talk.
Yeah, Roger. Very good morning to you from Western Australia. The call sign here is Victor Kilo 6, Delta India, VK6DI. We're mobile just north of Perth. I've just dropped the kids off at school, and almost at my destination. So I've missed most of your net tonight, but thought I'd just drop in there. seems balloons are a hot topic at the moment. Hi. Haven't really done anything with balloons in my amateur radio life, but at a tender age I sort of became very interested in meteorology, which led me to plenty of visits to the local weather station, where I got quite friendly with the gentleman in the upper air department. And I used to regularly go down and hand launch the weather balloons in the middle of the day. So much so that I decided to start replicating it at home, just with small balloons or balloons that they've gifted me. I used to homebrew my own hydrogen. this was all at, between 10 and 14 years of age. And then release these balloons from the backyard and trap them with a homebrew theodolite. So I thought I was, thought I was quite clever doing that, but no, had a lot of fun there. Anyway, probably going to time this out. Back to net control. Back to Kilo 6 Delta India Mobile.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. You were getting into it when you were very young there. That's pretty neat. And I think this is your first time here on the SDF ARC net, so I just want to mention that we do this every Monday, 0 hour UTC. Please come back again in the future. Thanks for joining us today. So let's see, are there any other stations that would like to recheck or check in for the first time?
AB9FJ, BK60QQ.
Go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, fantastic. Good topic. You know, I never got too involved in balloons, but as I say, we did some Fox trips with them and so on and so forth, but I did have an occasion. I was with the West Australia Police, and we had an occasion to be over into the outback, and by golly, we come upon the weather station out in Giles, and I actually got a chance to see what was going on and get some telegraphy and so on and so forth, some telemetering and so on and so forth. And this lady came out and said, well, we're going to launch one of these balloons. I thought, hey, this is an adventure. So, we got a big old balloon out there, and they inflated the thing and roped it up and so on and so forth, and put a, I think there was a magnesium something or other in there, and some aluminum. So they got this thing launched, and man, it went up fast. We had to end up going to the area here where we launched the thing, and we could actually watch and get the radar situation sorted with it. But that was an interesting project with the balloon launch. Anyway, all good. Back to, I believe it was Giles that we were in at the time. Yeah, it was in Giles, Western Australia.
Okay, that sounds like it was pretty cool there. I wonder, did they bother to track down the balloon after it finished its mission, or did they get all the data they needed while it was on the way up?
Well, sir, as far as I know, they were tracking, and as I say, there was a metal canopy or something on the balloon. There was a lot of metering going on. How it ever got back, I have no idea. I never thought of that. But, it disappeared, and I'm not sure where it even is today. It could be over in China someplace.
Okay, so maybe we're getting China's revenge. All right. Okay, let's see. We're 34 minutes into our net here, so it may be time to wrap it up unless there's some more conversation to go. So if you would like to recheck or check in for the first time, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so I think that means it's time to start wrapping things up. And before I do that, I should mention that we could always use one or two additional net control volunteers. So if you think you would like to give a try at being the net control for this net, contact me, jwh@sdf.org, or even ab9fj@arrl.net. And if you do, we'll get you set up to give it a try, see how you like it, and see if you want to do it as a regular thing. Anything else? Yes, I think I've mentioned this before, but we have a mailing list that you can sign up for. If you go to sdfarc.org, there is more information there about how to do that. At least I think there is. I haven't looked at it lately. it's pretty simple. You just send an email to, I think it's majordomo@sdf.org with a subject and or a body saying subscribe SDFARC-L. Easy. Other than that, so I will say this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0037 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, there is there's still the DMR talk group 31650, so you can give that a try. Or you can get on SDF and go into COM in the non-radio room. And I would have been there throughout this net here, but SDF has been unstable, at least for me today. My SSH connections have been dropping after 5 or 10 minutes, and my MOSH connections haven't been able to establish them at all. So, don't know what's going on there. I'm not the only one who's experiencing some weirdness there on SDF, so I'm thinking that there's either some upgrades going on, some kind of maintenance, whatever. So I'm just going to take a vacation from SDF tonight and try again tomorrow. So where am I? So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.